connais son from Psalm 63. Okay, ben la kay do mo ni le o bun. Da la mo do bi dia di.
Use your word.
Now, what are you doing?
Use the teaching.
and use the fellowship with one another to encourage and revive your people. For we ask it in the name of our risen Savior. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we are so grateful. Look after you.
I would like to release the ladies. Hold their hold there down.
So yesterday, we looked at the poor in spirit.
The
Those who know they are dependent on God alone. We look at those who mourn. They mourn for their own sin and the sin around them. And then we look at the meek. Those who know everything that they receive comes from God and they are lowly. And they reflect the heart of Jesus to others. Jesus says that those who belong to Him hunger and thirst for righteousness. This Jesus is saying that they desire to be right with God. And they desire to live in obedience to God. That's what it means to hunger and thirst for righteousness. And when we consider our Lord's
beatitude,
it's a gripping picture. Because everyone here has hunger and thirst for. We all know what it is to go without food or to go without
water.
We can even see this in the tiniest baby. What's a sign of a baby if they're hungry? Or thirsty? They cry. They are crying out because their body needs. And when we hunger and thirst physically, it's our body telling us we need something. We need food or we need water. Now Jesus is using that picture of physical hunger and thirst to give us a picture of what it looks like to spiritually hunger and thirst. Now, this hunger and thirsting that Jesus speaks of is a special hunger and thirst. We could go into different villages and cities. And we would find many people that hunger and thirst. But how few hunger and thirst for righteousness? Just like with the other Beatitudes. This is something that the Spirit of God works in us. It's those who have been born again. Those who have been given new hearts. It's those who have been brought from death to life in Christ. They are the ones who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Because by nature, we don't need that. We are born into this world. Enemies of God. We're dead in our sins. And God must raise us up. And for all those that God raises, God makes alive. This hunger and thirsting is often the first sign of life. Just like the little baby. When they are hungry, they begin crying. I want you to think back. So when you first came to Christ and believed on Him, was there not a desire that you knew that you needed to be made right with God? What gave you that desire? What made you want to go to Jesus so you could have peace with God? It was the recognition of your own sins. And it was a knowledge that you needed this God to be your Savior. And that right there was hungering and thirsting for righteousness. So what I want us to do right now is to look at, is to focus on this desire. We hunger and thirst for righteousness. Because ultimately we need Christ. We realize that if we hope to stand before God, we have to be righteous. No one can stand before Him without righteousness. Because God is heaven and earth. The one who rules and reigns over everything. He is sovereign and in control of all things. The Bible says, He is holy, holy, holy.
Amen. Amen.
And to Him belongs righteousness. And that our God is righteous. No one can say that but God alone. And because God is Trinity, He is Father, Son, and Spirit. He is one God in three persons. Equal in power and glory. So that means that the Father is righteous. And the Son is righteous. And the Spirit is righteous. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is the God with whom we must have, with whom we have to do. This is the God that we deal with. Not a God like us. But a God who is infinitely holy. Everything He does is perfect. So, today, some are coming in and fixing their names. We've already made mistakes today. But God never does. Because we're corrupted by sin. And think about this. Everything we do, everything we think, everything we speak, everything in our heart is corrupted by sin. It's stained by sin. Even when we attempt to do good, there's still sin there. Have you ever helped someone? That was a good thing to help someone. But did you ever think, I hope someone saw that. I hope someone pats me on the back and says, good job. Or maybe you speak in a way. You're talking to someone.
You're talking.
And your words are very nice to them. But in your heart, you're angry with them. Sin affects everything we do. And when God begins working in us, what He does, He shows us our sin. He shows us we need a righteousness. Because without righteousness, we cannot stand before this holy God. Now, where does God give us? In His Bible.
A list.
Of what He requires of us. Let me give you a hint. There's 10 of them. He says there, but we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags.
You know,
that's what we create. Unclean, dirty rags. So you've all seen dirty rags before. Now nobody here found some dirty rags and decided to wear that today. You are dressed nice. But can you imagine coming in with dirty rags to wear?
You'd be like, this is what I create.
And we would look at it.
You're crazy.
It's all dirty. It's not nice at all. So can you imagine?
And I was
working all your life. Because Jesus is the only one who can look at all those laws that we mentioned earlier, the Ten Commandments. And he obeyed each one perfectly. He's the only one who loved God perfectly. He's the only one who loved his neighbor perfectly. You and I can never say that. But Jesus can say that. And because Jesus can say that, that is why there is hope for us. Because he fulfilled that righteousness. He obeyed everything perfectly. Not because he needed to. But he did it for you. Because we can never obey perfectly. And that righteousness he has, he gives to us freely. To all who come and believe on him. And when you came and believed on Jesus, you were then counted righteous before God. And all who belong to Christ are righteous in him. So though when God looks at you, he sees Jesus. He sees perfection. He sees obedience. Because of what Jesus earned for us. You remember the story Jesus told? About the king who had a wedding. And he invited those to the wedding. And they made excuses as to why they couldn't come. So he goes out and invites others. And when he comes into the wedding feast, he's looking at everyone there. And they've all been given wedding garments. Why did they were all given wedding garments by
the king?
But there is one man sitting there without a wedding garment. He brought his own wedding garment. He refused the king's wedding garment. And you remember what the king does? And cast him out.
And then I'm out.
And Jesus is giving us a picture of heaven.
Now,
the only ones in heaven are going to be those who are wearing the king's garment. And the king's garment is the righteousness of Jesus. Because it reminds us. No one can earn heaven. It's a free gift of God. Through Jesus alone. And because Jesus has earned this for us, there's nothing more that needs to be done. You remember when he was on the cross? What was his last words?
It is finished.
It is finished. Amen. It is finished. You don't need to try anymore. You don't need to do anything else. Jesus has done it all. We don't have to live our lives wondering if when we get to heaven, God is really going to accept us. Do you know why? Who's at the right hand of the Father? It's Jesus. He's already there before us. He's gone before us. And he says, where he is, there you will be also. So because Jesus is in heaven, you can have the assurance that if you believe on him, that when this life ends, you will be in his presence.
Amen.
We read in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21.
Más o menos yo conocido en Diare,
por los 2 Corintios,
chapter 5.
Más de mil.
Verse 21.
¿Qué tal un poco? Más de mil. ¿Qué tal un poco?
For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
Lindo. Leva Cristo mo. Kage ida kai niye.
And over in 1 Corinthians, Paul
mentions
that Christ has become our righteousness. I know we've been repeating this,
but you are doing it,
but there is no true assurance. There is no real satisfaction. Unless we are resting completely on Jesus. And Jesus alone. Not Jesus and my good works. Not Jesus and my love. Not Jesus and even my faith. But we say we have nothing. Everything rests on Him. So God gives us satisfaction. By declaring us righteous. And let me remind you one more thing. Remember what Paul writes in Romans
8.
Says, who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died. Live in that hope and joy.
Now, you can go and
Okay, now that's the first thing. God declares us righteous. But God satisfies us by growing us in righteousness. So these two are connected. Because all whom God declares righteous, He then begins the work of making righteous. If you believe in Jesus, then God is at work in you to make you look like Jesus. Now this work is a lifetime. When God declares us, but our growing is each and every day.
So
you think of a baby. You don't look at a baby and see a man. But day by day we see them grow to
length.
And that is God's work in us.
Amen.
It starts little. But each day, we should see more and more of us becoming like Jesus. And that desire to be like Jesus is true of every child of God. In fact, this is why you are chosen in Christ.
So
Romans 8:29. Verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, God didn't save you just so you want to go to hell. But He saved you so that you would look like Jesus. So when we all get to heaven, we're all going to to be like him.
But
God has started that work now. So each day, we strive to live in obedience to Christ.
And
each day we labor for that. Is God working in us? So Philippians chapter 2. All right, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. So we labor and work to obey God. But the power and the change. It's God working in us. It's both together. And that should encourage us. When we're fighting sin. When we find it hard to obey. Know that you're not going in on your own strength. But rest on the grace of God. And the Spirit of God in you. So the heart that has been changed wants to look like Jesus. John says in 1 John 3. Verse 2 and 3. Says, blind, now we are children of God. It has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him, hoping that one day we're going to see him, purifies himself just as he is pure. So we have that hope. And that hope drives us day by day to be like Jesus. Let me just ask you. For those of you who may have been Christians for a long time, do you see what you look like now? Compared to when you first believed in Jesus. You should see growth. You should see areas where your life is more like Jesus. And that's part of how God satisfies us with righteousness.
Amen.
He's forming Christ in you more and more. But we know this is a battle. And in Romans 7, Paul talks about that battle. He talks about when I want to do good. Evil is present with me. And then in Galatians 5, verses 16 and 17.
Galatians?
Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 and 17. He says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
Amen.
more you not what is it like you know in the game you not again like you know in the am moment you go here go here ni leo me me ara the new me after
believers always in a war
what am I to go now I'm not can I get you
as long as we're in this life
what are you
that war will never end
you never leave
never take a rest from it. You can never take time off from it. You cannot sleep and not have a war. It's always happening. Because we feel our flesh wanting to go back to the world. And the spirit is fighting that. It's so sometimes we may get discouraged.
Now that I have a body giving you what
you know what this leads us to? We mourn. Because we're still not where we need to be. We still see where we are so unlike Jesus
Christ.
You know what else this does?
It
makes you realize the poor in spirit.
Then you again if I don't know.
Still depend on God to make us more like Jesus
day by day.
So this work. It is slow but steady. Some days you may wonder what happens to the work. But if God is at work in you, and you are holding on to Jesus. Then little by little, he's going to grow you into Jesus. Until the day comes when you will be like Jesus. And that brings us to our last point. God makes us perfect in
righteousness.
And that's the word glorification on your outline. So, just remind us. God declares us righteous. God grows us to be like Jesus that we live in. The day is coming, God will make us perfect in righteousness. Now, we don't know when that day will be. When our life ends here, the fight is over. There's no more growing. You will be made perfect in Jesus. Think about that for a moment. Can you imagine what life is like without sin? Never a bad thought. Never a bad word. Never a bad action. Never suffering from the evil of others. We can't imagine that. But that day is coming. In fact, the Bible says for me like a snap of finger. One moment in this life, next moment perfect. So Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51-52. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, that is, we won't all die, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed.
You're going to see what I'm going to say, I'm going to move.
Now, In a moment. You're going to close your eyes here and I'm with them in glory. And when that happens, there'll be no more hungering and thirsting for righteousness. You will now be like Jesus. There won't be any more mourning. There won't be any more poor spirit. Because we will be made perfect in Jesus. And for those who have already gone before us, from Abel to whoever was the last Christian, Bible tells us in Hebrews that we gather for worship. That in heaven, there are the spirits of just men made perfect. Those in heaven are already enjoying that. But they're waiting for the resurrection. They're waiting for new bodies. So they will come when we will join them as well. And we will worship around the throne. And God will satisfy us perfectly in righteousness. And that brings me as we close. To remind us. These blessings that we've seen. God declaring us righteous. God growing us in righteousness. God perfecting us in righteousness. They all come in Jesus Christ. If you had Him, these blessings are yours. Some we enjoy now. And some we await for heaven. And let me remind you of the words of our Lord. In John chapter 6, verse 35. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst.
Amen.
Pastors and leaders, feed off Jesus. He will sustain you. He is enough.
Amen.
If you try to labor without Him, you will grow weary. But labor in His strength. Labor clothed in His righteousness. Labor in the hope that one day you will be like Him. And encourage your people with this. Your people are often weary and heavy laden. Remind them there is rest in Jesus. Remind them there is righteousness in Jesus. He said it is finished. Teach your people and preach to your people rest in Christ. And to look to Jesus day by day. Let's pray. Our Father, we do thank you. For the perfect righteousness of Jesus. We thank you that He is the bread of life. That He is the living water. That our weary and hungry souls need. We thank you that He gives life. And that He gives it abundantly. We thank you there is life for all who believe on Him. And Father, we pray that each soul here would find rest in Jesus. Father, help us. them to grow day by day. And may we all have that hope. That one day we will be made like Him. We thank You for the salvation we have in Jesus. In His glorious name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.